This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chamakili. When Alabamians vote in the primaries next week, there's a lot more on the line than who might be the presidential nominees. Judicial races at the county level arguably have a greater impact on residents' lives, but receive less attention. In Jefferson County, judicial retirements have cleared the way for a new generation of judges. WBHM's Rachel Lindley has the story.
If sheer number of yard signs translated into buzz, the Jefferson County judicial races would be the most talked about contest this primary season. Drive down any street in Birmingham and you're more likely to see the names Bell and Brantley than Trump and Cruz.
They helped me take the fight for justice from the trench to the bench.
Alabama has partisan judicial elections. At a candidate forum earlier this month, candidates tout their qualifications with impressive resumes and clever alliteration.
Jeter for judge means justice for you.
Win with Winston.
Hashtag Joe for judge. Thank you.
Ida Tyree Heitch is president of the League of Women Voters of Greater Birmingham, which organized the forum.
I would say it's more important than most primaries because there are so many candidates.
50, to be exact. That's 50 people and 11 contested judicial races this primary. Candidates almost outnumber the audience at tonight's forum, even though it's a pretty healthy turnout for a Monday. But this primary isn't just about size.
It has the possibility of really diversifying the courts in Jefferson County.
With several judges retiring, Tyree Heitch says this election could be completely transformative for the bench, especially with a candidate pool that skews more female, more racially diverse, and younger than the county's current judges. After the forum, I seek out two of the fresher-faced candidates. They stand out not just because of their ages, but their fierce fashion choices.
I guess I have on some brown shoes with some candy stripe laces, I suppose, suit, and a proper tie, otherwise known as a bow tie.
I asked them to introduce themselves.
Chuck Price, running for circuit court judge, place 4 on the civil side.
My name is Javen Patton. I'm running for Jefferson County, circuit court judge, place 4.
So you guys are running against each other.
I think we both like to tell you we're not running against each other. We're both running for a particular seat.
I'd have to agree with that assessment.
Patton is 33 and Price is 39. They're both Democrats, lawyers, and this is the first time they've run for anything. Never mind the presidential races. Chuck Price tells me this is the most important thing on the ballot.
Because a lot of people get caught up on national races, but it's the local races that actually affect you. You're likely never to go before the president, but you have a greater chance of going before a judge that's in your county or in your city, so.
Patton says she's happy to see so many people running for judicial seats and the variety of candidates.
This is a perfect opportunity to change the face of the bench. The bench within Jefferson County as well as Bessemer is changing dramatically.
Patton and Price see being part of that change as a way to carry on their family legacies of justice work and public service. Chuck Price's father was a pioneering circuit judge in Montgomery County. In fact, his name's on the courthouse building. Javen Patton's grandfather was Dr. W.C. Patton, president of the Alabama NAACP when the group was banned in Alabama.
It is truly time for the younger generation to step up and make themselves available to continue to build a more progressive society. This is a time for us to do that, to make the changes that are necessary to continue to make our judicial system vital.
She makes the primary judicial races sound really exciting.
They are. Very exciting, especially for the people that are in it, running for office. All of the sacrifices that were made in the past, it's time for us to now take those reins and like go forth and conquer.
And if that doesn't make Jefferson County judicial races sound positively inspiring, more witty wordplay might.
I want everybody to know, on March 1st, Price is right for circuit court judge.
So on March 1st, I ask for you to vote your Patton of approval. Javen Patton, Jefferson County, circuit court judge, place 4. Thank you.
Winners on March 1st head to the November general election. 14 of Jefferson County's judicial seats are up for grabs then. For WBHM, I'm Rachel Lindley.